everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
You too. I feel like Mikey usually gets top billing. It's usually Mikey and Jamie.
You know, I switch it up. I like to like change it up every now and then.
Keeps us on our feet. I like it.
Yeah. Last week I missed you guys because I interviewed Dr. Robert J. Davis.
Yeah.
And I felt so lonely here.
Oh.
Okay. I was here actually.
Don't tell people. Let them think I produced it. Anyway, I'm really excited about this week because, first of all, you guys went to Expo West.
We did.
I feel like we should have applause. Expo West. For those of you who are out there and you don't know what Expo West is, it's this huge like food expo, natural products, I should say. It's food and other things. Mm-hmm. And it's where people go and they talk about their new products and they show and they offer taste tests for everything. And it's tremendous.
Yeah, I think there's something like 3,000 booths to visit.
It's, yeah, I've been going for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. I would say 21 years I've been going there.
Yeah, it's incredibly overwhelming. At least it was for me because it was my first time.
Was that really your first time?
Yeah, first time.
Well, it was like the only other time I think I missed it was like during lockdown and then once I was on a book tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually go and usually I eat everything in sight.
It was very sad without you, but I have to say Mike was a great expo buddy because he had the map and he's so good with like, okay, now we need to go to this one. We're going down three lines and over this column. And then he also carried the extremely heavy bag of snacks the whole time.
It was so,
good for you.
So heavy. You have no idea. Like, and then we had to walk back to the car, which was like a mile away.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's crazy. Well, the funny thing is it's like every brand in the history of food is at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like look them up and go to their booth and try all their food. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know.
And it's like Disneyland, celebrities literally. For us, you know, like this is really exciting. And what's going to be fun is we brought back tons of products that we loved. So it's going to be interesting to see what you think of our picks. So me and Mikey know what these taste like. So this is going to be really fun to see what you think.
Okay. So the stuff that we're trying today, it's all stuff you liked or is it stuff? Okay. So we have no duds.
Well, there might be one or two things that we grabbed that looked interesting. In fact, I know there are that we haven't tried.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So do we have actual breaking shoes today or is there like something else?
We do have some breaking shoes. Straight out of Expo West, we spoke with the president of Amy's. His name is Paul Schaefer, not the late night host sidekick. And we asked him if there was anything new on the horizon at Amy's.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're back to innovation, bringing a bunch of great new products to market this year. We just relaunched our light meals, which took a brief pause during COVID, but we're really happy to bring them back. You can find those at Sprouts. We've got a whole new breakfast set of entrees and handhelds is coming this summer. So not quite in store yet. But keep an eye out for them. They're absolutely delicious. Great option when you're running out the door in the morning. You want something that tastes great, but also feels really good and sustain you through the day. Got some great new soups coming out, bringing some global and regional flavors like jambalaya and gumbo, a great pasta fagioli. We're really excited about those. A couple new Asian meals. So we're definitely back to innovation. We took a bit of a pause there. Our chefs have been working hard. We're really excited to see what people think. So yeah, our light meals, we have a spaghetti Italiano, a quinoa and black beans, a mac and cheese, sweet and sour Asian noodles, three cheese penne marinara, and spinach lasagna. And they're all under 300 calories and taste great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Very. I like that kind of breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
It would be better if we could try all of them. Did you try any of them?
No, but I'm pretty sure some of the light meals are available at our Sprouts, so we can try them on a future episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have one or two more of those breaking truths throughout the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So hang on. There's more.
So awesome.
That's all I got for now.
I feel like you brought Expo to me.
We tried a mini version.
Wait, so we're going to start trying things right now?
Yes, let's do it.
Yay.
So this is an item that we did not try. So these next two things are sauces. Everyone was very eager to give us heavy things to put in the bag.
Heavy, like they were just like, here, let me weigh your bag down.
Exactly.
Sloppy Joseph. So this is Noble Made Less Sugar Sloppy Joseph Skillet Sauce. So there's an owl on this jar. It's a little jar. It looks like about the size of like a jelly jar, kind of. And so the idea is this like a Is this a meat sauce?
This is a less sugar skillet sauce that you mix. We've prepared it with meatless crumbles, but we could also try it right out. Maybe we try it both ways. Ooh.
Okay.
Maybe we try it. Should we try it just with like a carrot first, or do you want to try it with the meat?
I'll try it with a carrot first. Actually, I just want to try it as sauce first. Is that weird?
No.
No carrot. I'm going to just stick the end of my, as I go to stab you.
And this is very
convenient.
It says you mix one jar with a pound of protein for an easy meal.
Mmm. Wow. Wait a minute. But that is like, it tastes like Sloppy Joe.
Wow.
It's sweet.
Mmm.
You didn't try this at all?
No. Mm-mm.
No.
That is delicious. They What's the huge, calorie count on this?
They had a huge array of sauces and we went right for this one. So a quarter of a cup. Quarter of a cup has only 35 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. And again, you can take this whole jar, which is 4 servings, and just combine it with a pound of meat. So we're going to try it with some meatless crumbles.
It's excellent. I already tried it.
I did too.
Wait for me,
sorry, Jamie.
Well, and a quarter cup is a lot. Mm. Like, it's pretty intense and it's sweet. So, like, I feel like you won't even need a quarter of a cup as a serving. Like, I would use a couple of tablespoons.
That's delicious. And by the way, this is not something where they took, like, you know, sucralose or Splenda and, like, tried to make a low. They've just used, it looks like, pineapple juice concentrate, which it doesn't taste pineapple-y, but I think that's what they used for sweetness.
Amazing.
Yum.
And so, and it doesn't have like that super sugary taste, which is like, you know, it's great. Like,
yeah, it's fantastic.
I don't know.
This is incredible. Where do we get Noble Made sauces? Like, I've never seen
sauces. Sorry. They're at Whole Foods locations and you can get them online at shopnoblemade.com. And we have one more from Noble Made.
Oh, good. Does it have a crazy owl on it like this
one? It
does. I don't even understand. Like, I don't, that owl is scaring me. But I'm interested in all their products because this sauce is amazing.
Yeah.
Is that like Caesar salad dressing?
Maybe it could double as a dressing. It's zero sugar garlic parmesan wing sauce.
Ooh.
I'm going to be a little... my germophobia, really not a germophobia thing, but the tab thing on the top was off. I'm sure it's fine, but if we all get sick.
Oh, no.
I'm going to wing it.
But I'm sure it's fine.
I saw what you did there, Jamie.
It was double sealed, so it should be fine.
This looks good. It looks creamy.
Where's the carrot?
Oh,
there's carrots.
Yeah, I'm going to try it without the carrot first. It tastes like salad dressing.
Yeah, like a great salad dressing.
Hold on. Whoa. It's so garlicky.
Mm-hmm.
I would use this as a dip or a dressing, but I would use this as a dressing base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could make a great dressing out of it. It's pretty intense.
Is it lemony? Is that what you're getting to?
Maybe slight citrus.
Parmesan.
I mean,
cheese.
Garlic.
Pineapple juice concentrate. They
That's
really like
what it
that.
Is. It's the sweetness.
That's incredible.
With the garlic. It's
so
really good.
Thick. Like, that almost is like a dip, you know? Like, it's got a real richness to it.
For sure.
1 tablespoon has 25 calories, 2 grams of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point, no sugar. It tastes way more decadent than you would assume from those nutritional stats.
And you're saying we can get this at stores or on their website?
Whole Foods and shopnoblemade.com.
I will be shopping NobleMade.com.
And guys, if you go to our Foodcast page, hungrygirl.com/foodcast, and you look up this episode, we'll have links for all of these products if they are available.
Amazing. It's so funny because I would probably not have even stopped at that booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been afraid of the owl. But now I love the owl.
Lisa, they had a massive real owl that they were standing and you could like put it on your shoulder.
Did they really?
No.
Oh, that's just the type of thing they would have there.
It is. There were some booths where... they would have like a hype guy that was like had a microphone. Mm-hmm. He was like trying to like get people over. It was a little like it was intense.
I know Joy was there and I was like sad that you didn't run into her. Yeah, Joy Bear was at the LaCroix booth.
Oh, so sad. I missed
her. I saw LaCroix and I was like, I've had them all.
Oh,
bummer.
Yeah. Although I did just try a new LaCroix. I didn't see this at Expo, but I guess I would have. Their hibiscus, which you wouldn't have liked anyways because you don't like flowery.
Too flowery.
It was so good.
Good. All right. Next up, I think there's a chicken snack stick. It sounds good. Mighty Spark chicken snack sticks. So this is a chicken stick. It's teriyaki style, which I like.
Yes. So it's a meat snack.
Do you want to take a little?
Yeah, let me slice it.
It's different. I'm
just break it.
Eager to hear what you think.
Who's next?
Jamie.
Oh, I love this thing.
Oh, it's so soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's almost like a baby meat stick. Mm-hmm. It's so delicious. Mm. That's yum.
It's almost like kind of like breakfast sausage. Like it's not, it's very different from your average meat snack. It's not dense. It's not hard.
No, it's soft and it's smoky. It almost tastes like,
oh, like barbecue almost.
It tastes like smoky barbecue. Mm-hmm. Also, it tastes a little pineapple-y.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's teriyaki, so that makes sense.
I'm in love with that.
Isn't that yum? And one stick has 60 calories, 2 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's Mighty Spark Chicken Snack Sticks.
And where do we get these?
So you can get them online at Amazon, and they're in some retailers nationwide.
Yeah.
I will be going to those retailers or Amazon, actually.
And the guy that was there was very nice. He wasn't, they weren't giving out samples, but we're like, please. And he gave us the sample.
Aww. We may or may not have used our podcast influence to be like, we have a podcast. We might try it.
Well, good. And we did. And he's probably lucky that we did because it's delicious.
Yep.
Okay. Next, we have a new item. It looks like from an old friend, Harvest Snaps, which I love these guys. Crunchy Puffs Baked Navy Bean Snacks. In white cheddar jalapeno. So are they always navy beans and this is just a new flavor or is this a whole new concept for them?
Let me see if I can find this out. I feel like they've, you know, they have like the...
They do the pea, like the yes. Snow pea, chickpea, not chickpea, but it's like, they look like pea pods, right?
Yes.
Normally,
that's and they have some like rank, they have a lot of new stuff coming out and this might, may or may not be brand new, but it's new to us.
Oh, yum. They're like little, they look like little bowls. That's delish. Mm-hmm. It's a little spicy.
I love that.
Is this vegan? Is this vegan or real cheese?
Wow. Sorry, I was still getting over myself and how good that was. This is real cheese.
It tastes like real cheese.
That's very good. And that's and it's not like, it's jalapeno, but it's not like it's super smoky. Spicy.
It's not like, doesn't take over your world.
Mm-mm.
But it has a nice heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it's these single serving bags because this is, well, actually, I wouldn't go too crazy on this because the spice keeps it from being... something you would like dig in again and again, but 110 calories, 6 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Harvest Snaps Crunchy Puffs Baked Navy Bean Snacks. It says they're rebranding. So this, I think, formerly was called the Selects line. Anyway, you can get it at retailers nationwide, and it looks like you can get it on their website too.
In those little bags?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I see. Wait, this says 4 2-ounce bags. I think that's an ounce.
Yeah, that's got to be an ounce.
They fooled us. Oh, 4.2 ounce. So we're not sure. These single serving ones might have just been for us to try.
Whatever it is, I'm in. Sign me up. All right, next up, we have something new from an old friend. That's It. Energy Organic Mini Bar. So That's It makes a lot of different things. They did the caffeinated bars. They do the fruit bars. What are these items?
So I like it when you cut them up. Backstory here. And by the way, throughout this episode, there will be some super secret food finds that are not available yet.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. So if you remember, That's It had a line of energy bars that were coffee flavored.
Yes.
And they said, you know, it's such a great product. It's energizing, but not everyone loves coffee. So this line is different fruit flavors. So we've got a mango lime blend with caffeine and a tropical passion blend with caffeine. And we have not tried these.
I was going to say, have you tried these? Because what I find is sometimes caffeinated items, even if it's like fruit and sweet, they're a little bitter. So I'm hoping this is not a bitter situation.
Yeah. Well, and they had mentioned... They still have the coffee flavored one, which is meant for coffee lovers because it's very strong. So this is like for non-coffee lovers. So
I'm having trouble cutting it.
I have a feeling it's going to be...
Mike wasn't listening to me when I said that.
Oh, you did that? Sorry.
I'm just teasing.
I'll edit that out.
No added sugar, by the way.
What is this made of? Is it just fruit and caffeine?
Man. Isn't that great?
That's delish.
Yep, it is literally, because this is what That's It does. You know, it's fruit, organic caffeine from coffee, and sea salt.
Yeah, that's really good.
Wow. It's like the best fat fruit roll-up you've ever had in your life.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this nice little sized bar, oh my gosh, it has as much caffeine as an espresso shot.
Whoa.
And it has only 60 to 70 calories, no added sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points, but again... Not available yet. It's That's It Energy Organic Mini Bars. You probably can get the coffee flavored ones, but these are brand new.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like, I feel like I had the tiniest little bite and I feel like a burst of energy. Wow. Is that my imagination?
Well, should we try the other flavor?
Yeah. Okay.
This one's mango lime. I'm a huge fan of this.
The first one was pineapple.
I think passion. It was like a passion tropical situation. Tropical passion. It's like, it's so dense and chewy.
my plastic knife doesn't stand a chance.
It really doesn't.
You can just cut me off a piece.
Mango lime. That's very like bright.
I love the texture.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really yummy.
Wow.
Isn't this texture like a little bit hardier than the normal That's It? Like, I feel like whatever the caffeine situation is, it's making it even like hardier.
Yes. It's like more dense. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yum.
I love that's like one of my favorite bars right there. Wow.
Well, don't have too many of them, especially because you drink coffee.
Yeah,
you're
that's true.
Bouncing off the walls.
Good point.
Noted. Lisa, I'm bonkers excited about this one, but it could go either way. Can I give you the background?
Please do, because if it's what I think it is, I can't even pronounce half of these words.
So this product is called, the brand is called Chaga Root, and they were next to the Lakanto. We love Lakanto, they're sweeteners. It was next to the booth, so it's sweetened with natural Lakanto, you know, sugar-free sweeteners. Mm-hmm. It is a mycoprotein, so it's like mushroom-based protein. When they first served it to us, in fairness, they had a blended drink with banana that was the best thing I've ever had in my life. But then they gave it to us plain. I thought it held up and I thought it was insanely delicious. So this is like a protein powder. And we've got a chocolate and a vanilla variety.
What do we want to do first?
Vanilla. Okay. It's mushroom protein powder?
Yeah. Why don't you give us the bag, Mike, if that's okay.
You might need to mix that up a little bit. It looks like it might have settled.
Oh, it looks a little scary.
You want to check out that bag, Lisa?
I'm going to check out the bag while you mix that up.
We talked to like a mushroom expert, like a guy that was, or a mycoprotein. I mean, he knew everything. He was so enthusiastic about it.
Wow. So like, do we know, like, let's look at the protein count. 19 grams of protein.
Yep. In 130, 140 calorie serving.
And only 2 tablespoons. So what's the benefit of the mushroom in this? I'm wondering.
It says cleanse, nourish, thrive. So it's liver support, detox, gut health, immune support, heart support, longevity support. It's supposed to be like a power food.
It doesn't taste bad. It's not bad.
Okay. This, I will tell you, is more watery than the version that we tried. So I have a feeling they used less water when they prepared it.
Right. And even without the banana, just less water.
Well, we tried it both ways, but I think this is better blended. So right now we're just tasting it with water. You can do it either way.
It would probably be good in iced coffee.
Oh yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yum.
But yeah, that was a little too watery. I think if you used less water, it would be better.
Did you mix? There's a lot of powder in the bottom.
I think we don't usually try protein powders with water, so it's, you know, no. But we wanted to follow the bag directions.
Yeah. Follow the bag directions. Follow, I feel like I should sing it.
Mushroom bag. Follow the mushroom bag. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Oh, it wasn't for me, I think. There you go.
But
but right, like the sweetener level, like it's like perfect. There's no weird aftertaste.
This tastes a little coconutty. Not bad.
It tastes so different than when we tried it.
We need to get their chef to come.
The trick is less water, and I think blended it would be good.
And more frozen banana.
Oh, so good. But I thought this was a cool product. It is available at chagaroot.com. It has 2 tablespoons, 130 to 140 calories, no sugar, 2 to 3 grams fiber, 19 to 20 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. I think if you play with this product, you would really like it. This was maybe not the best way to taste test it, but
it's interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good. You know, I wanted to bring something up. I saw that when you texted me from the show, you sent like this really cute picture of you guys with Chef Hack.
We did.
Who we always talk about. Like we say we love him and he's really cute actually. I mean, we always say he looks kind of cute on the box, but he looked cute in the picture. Did you talk to him?
We did. It was a total love fest. We had a great conversation with him. He told us all about everything that's happening there. I think we even got a little interview clip.
We did. He told us about what's coming up and they have frozen meals. So right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Right now it's just a refrigerated aisle at Costco, but they're about to go into frozen. And here's what he told us.
I was like, I got to do something better here. So I'm finding truly the best vegetables that are frozen right at prime, just in season. And we're not enrobing it with all that gunky stuff. It's lightly tossed with a little avocado oil and some just delicious herbs, and they're ready to go. And that's the idea behind them. So, and then you can scoop one scoop for one person. Or if you've got a family, you need four, just resealable bag, take as much as you need. You're ready to go. So we're going to come launch in a big way this summer with our Mediterranean vegetables. And right behind there, we have our chicken pesto pasta. So again, our pesto only made with olive oil, avocado oil, right? Fresh Parmesan cheese. And we freeze them in little pellets. So it's all kind of like homogenized beautifully. You just throw it in your skillet and it all just sort of cooks down beautifully. It's really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's passionate about his food.
Yeah, he really is. He's a big Laker fan, so we talked Lakers.
I tuned out at that point. I was like, give me more veggies.
And it turns out he's from where I'm from, and his sister went to high school, went to my high school, not the same high school. But
wow. I mean,
not the same year, sorry. Same high school, not the same year.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
So those are not out yet, but hopefully Chef Hack, or Sharon as we call him, we're on a first name basis.
Mm-hmm. Not me. To me, he'll always be Chef Hack.
Hopefully he'll send us some of those once they're available.
Well, if he lives near us, he should come visit.
Yeah. Just deliver door to door.
Yeah. He's in West LA. So pretty close.
All right. Next, I see we have, I'm really excited about this because this is something that I love. Froozballs, of course. And there's a new flavor.
Yes, it's not available yet. So again, we're giving Hungry Girl fans the super secret scoop. The latest flavor, soon to be released, of Froozballs. What is it, Lisa?
It is double-filled cookie dough.
Woo! Woo!
I love the double-filled. So what's the story? Does this have like sauces and nut butters and everything in it? Or
yes, so it is double-filled with, let's see... We have to infer because I don't think we have all the details, but you know, this is made with dates. It's a date-based product. It's got cashews, peanuts, coconut, cocoa, hazelnuts, almonds. So it's a really nutty situation.
It does taste like cookie dough. Why? I mean, why is it peanut butter inside and like lots of chocolate chips? It's more chocolatey than their normal chocolate. Mm-hmm. It tastes like cookie dough. It's great.
And I think I'm going to make a statement. I think this might, and I love the peanut butter and jelly one. I think this might be my favorite one. Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this does, it tastes a little bit like a chocolate chip cookie. I guess that's why they call it cookie dough.
Mm-hmm. So you get two of these for 138 calories, 8 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points. Again, this flavor is not available yet, but you can get Froozballs at froozballs.com or on Amazon.
Nice. Nice work. Mike is trying to steal more of them. I see.
No, I never noticed that it says on the bag here, there's nothing crummy about these adorable Froozballs balls. It's a batch made in heaven. I don't know. I just thought that was.
That's cute.
But say there's nothing crummy. You see what they did there? The pun they did?
Oh, because there's no crumbs.
No crumbs. And they're not bad. So they're not crummy. Yeah. I get it. All right. Next up, we have another sweet item. This is Undercover Milk Chocolate S'mores Chocolate Quinoa Crisp. I remember Undercover.
Yes, but this is a brand new.
You get one.
Okay.
You get
thank
one.
You.
Not yet available.
Let me tell you about this.
Super secret variety.
One day I found these on Amazon and I bought a bag of about 700 Undercover snacks. But not this flavor. Look at that. It's such a funny little
this
shape.
This is breaking chews here.
But it's, and it has little marshmallows in it. Like, what's the story with this?
That's good. Now, I should preface this by saying, I guess I'm not preface it because you just ate it. But
that's delicious.
They did say that they're still working on the formula, but I think that they've nailed it with this. This is pretty good.
Yeah, I think they should stop right now. 35 calories for that.
Mm-hmm. I love that it comes in these little individual packages. Does it usually come like that? It does, right?
When I got it on Amazon, it came in like, I don't know how or why, but literally it came in what looked like a big clear trash bag with 500 of these.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Little individually wrapped 35 calorie packs, 1.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's Undercover Quinoa Crisps. And you can check those out. It looks like, maybe they have 70 calorie packs too. Undercover Snacks is the brand and this flavor is coming soon.
Yeah, I want to just talk a little more about this because I'll tell you what I like best about it because I'm not a big chocolate person. I like the flavor of chocolate, but I don't like dense, creamy hunks of chocolate. Mm-hmm. That's why I always liked like a Nestle Crunch Bar.
Mm-hmm.
So this, imagine like a Nestle's Crunch Bar, only it's 80% crunchies and 20% chocolate.
Yeah,
that's
good description.
Love it.
Okay. This, here's the story with this. This is a canned cold brew coffee. Now, the classic black flavor, which I don't even know if we need to try. We can. That is readily available already.
We should try that with the one after.
Well, we should. Yeah. Okay. But then the two flavors that are coming out are dulce de leche and churro. So this is New Mexico Pinon Coffee Nitro Cold Brew Coffee.
What should we start with?
Pinon Coffee Nitro Cold Brew. Cold Brew.
Do we want to go churro or dulce de leche first?
Oh, let's do dulce de leche. Okay.
So here's the deal. Dulce de leche. Guess how many calories are in this dulce de leche coffee?
How many?
Five.
What?
Because it's not sweetened. It's just flavored.
Oh.
One dulce.
Dulce. Dulce is Italian. Dulce is Spanish.
Wait, it's dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche. Oh, and dulce. Dulce is the Italian. Yeah. But it's dulce de leche.
But yeah,
dulce.
And this is, I believe.
Wow. Yeah, it's new, but it says New Mexico, but it's not Mexico. That's really good. You know what? If I would love this as a base for my iced coffee drinks.
Yes. It's a perfect base.
It's perfect. I would add a little bit of like nut pods or like Coffee Mate powdered creamer or what do you have, a nut pod? You're looking at each other.
Hold that thought
so we can try the churro one first.
Okay. This is really good.
Yeah. And I just love that
it's really rich.
I love that it's flavored and unsweetened because you can make the call if you want to add sweetener, if you want no sweetener.
No. All right. I'm just using my same cup, but give Lisa a new one.
This is the churro?
Yeah, this is the churro.
I love that there's no sweetener in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Ooh, that is so, like, what a blast of cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no sweetener. It doesn't make sense, right?
No, that's amazing. This is great. It also tastes like strong. Like, if you like strong coffee, how much caffeine is in this? Do we know?
Let's see. Does it say?
I don't know. If it does, I can't read it.
Plant-based energy, boldly brewed. Soft. It says shake soft, pour hard.
Oh, I didn't shake it. And it's that strong, I didn't even shake it.
What do you want to try to do, splash it everywhere? That's funny.
So cool. So yeah, the classic black version of this New Mexico Pinon Coffee Nitro Cold Brew is available. Sold online at nmpinoncoffee.com. Just go to our food
kind of
space. I feel like it's a Spanish lesson
today. I know,
I'm
messing it up.
The tilde over the N makes it a... Pinon. Like it has like a Y sound.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it does have, you know, it's mostly online at their website. Just go to our Foodcast page. We'll direct you. And these new flavors are coming soon.
Wow. I need these in my life. But I also want to try it with the next item on the list.
My favorite, my beloved.
I didn't know we had this.
We've been hoarding it. But what I haven't opened it yet.
So this is a new flavor of nut pods?
I don't know if it's new, but it's new to us. And it's sort of like, I saw it and I had to hone in on it. It's the nut pods, almond and coconut creamer, and cinnamon churro.
Do you want it without coffee first?
Sure. You know what? You can fill that up and then I'm going to spike my... I mean, that's good.
Whoa.
Well, wait, did you steal this whole thing from Expo?
Of course.
Yeah.
How?
I told you. We were waving our influence around like crazy.
So Jamie, as you all know by now, is in love with nut pods. Mm. And she basically like fangirled out when she went to their booth. And I had to pull her away. But as I pulled her away, I'm like, why is this bag so heavy? They gave us like two full bottles like that. Yeah.
They never really do that there, especially like on one of the first days. Usually you can only pull that stuff off on the last day. Yum. It's good alone. It's good with the coffee. It's great. And you know, it's so like, it tastes like coconutty. And
I was saying more so, I think I did try this one. Usually, even though it's made with coconut, you don't always taste the coconut doesn't always come through, but I think it does with this one. It's very like Girl Scout cookie tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So nut pods, if you guys don't know, are almond and coconut based creamers with they're flavored, but they're unsweetened, just like that coffee. So a tablespoon has 10 calories, no sugar, no zero Weight Watcher points. And this is the cinnamon churro flavor. And it is available mostly at Sprouts, but other retailers.
Can I try that churro coffee? I want to do like a double churro here.
That's what I just did. It's a cinnamon fest.
It's so good. That would be good hot too. I wonder if you could heat that.
Oh, interesting.
The cold brew. Well, could you heat the cold brew? I don't know. Maybe that defeats the purpose.
I mean, maybe. But the nut pods, my favorite will always be the classic vanilla. It's so good.
That's my favorite too.
It's really hard to beat. But I thought this was delicious. What do you think?
Love.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, but there's more. There's so many Swedish, right. Well, like sweet, not Swedish, but like sweet-ish types of things coming up.
And this is another interesting case where we had to like convince them to let us do this. So Lily's, who we all know has delicious, you know, low sugar, no sugar chocolate products, no added sugar. They are rolling out a new formula of their chocolate. And so what they had was little bars out where you could try and compare their old formula and their new formula.
Whoa.
But I didn't want to do it without you. So I convinced them to give us full bars of the old one and the new one.
What?
So that we could just do a comparison.
Thank you. This is so fun. Yeah. I was like, wow, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. So the new formula is still kind of rolling out. You will know if it's the new formula because it has a little tag on it that says, Mike, what does that say in the corner?
It says,
is that new or old?
It says new, rich and creamy recipe. Yeah. And it's so the old one is like solid flavor or solid color, the wrapping. And the new one has like multicolored, yeah, like white. And
but
stuff.
Basically, if you don't see the little blue tag that says new, rich and creamy, then you've still got the old one. This is still rolling out.
So this is the. But what is right on that plate? Is that so the old one?
This is the old one. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to do a side, yeah, by side. I just want to have a side by side before I bite,
okay,
into,
okay,
it.
So that's the old.
And this is just the straight up milk chocolate, right?
Yes. The milk chocolate style bar. So for context, and it's basically the same nutritional information. So you get a piece of that bar, nice piece, okay, 130 calories, 10 grams of fat, less than 1 gram of sugar, 5 Weight Watcher points.
Okay, and their old, what they're calling their old chocolate, was phenomenal. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm so going to try that now.
That's the old one you just had?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the new one has a small amount more sugar.
Okay. The old one is great.
Yeah. So the new one, instead of less than a gram of total sugar, has 3 total sugars. Still no added sugar. It goes from 5 to 6 Weight Watcher points. Oh, and you know what else is different about the new one? They've got... I think the old ones, you don't have like those little rectangle, like easy break rectangles.
Yeah. No, the old ones did.
Yeah.
Because that's how I used to eat them.
Oh. This is the old. Okay.
Well, you know, I love them both, but the new one is definitely like more well-rounded, sweeter, just has more like chocolate. It just takes over.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they could make their chocolate better. Are they changing their chips too?
Let's find out. This is Lily's on the line.
I don't know. This is all breaking information.
That's amazing. That's really good.
That's great. That tastes like a full sugar candy bar.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's different. It is different. They did a good job reformulating.
Yeah. Yep. So I do want to say that we have a few more, now that we've come to the end of our chewing, we have more products we're going to try next week, and all of those products are readily available. So the next episode is going to be more of a traditional spotted on shelves. It's things we found at Expo, but that you can go out and buy in store.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And but these are all like new that we just ate.
Some were available. Okay. Some are brand new, but we are maybe going to have some more, you know, little news stories and interviews in next week's episode too.
I can tease. Can I tease?
Sure.
So one is a bar brand that we love, and they've teamed up with one of our favorite cookie companies.
Wow. I kind of want to guess.
Okay. And then the other one makes things.
It's Quest Chips Ahoy. No.
the other one, they make things Mosh that Oreos. Are very light, light and fluffy.
That was actually great. That took me a minute. Nope.
Okay.
Well, to be revealed.
Okay.
Does Lisa rate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, no, I forgot I had to rate things.
First up, Lisa, we tried the Noble Made Less Sugar Sloppy Joseph Skillet Sauce.
I'm giving that a 10.
Wow.
That is like so unique and so delicious. I am so getting that.
Hooray. Next up, same brand, we tried their Zero Sugar Garlic Parmesan Wing Sauce.
That gets a 9.5.
Yeah, that's really good.
Fantastic.
Good job finding that. And that just, owl.
And just to recap, so far, those two are readily available at Whole Foods and shopnoblemade.com. Another product that is available on Amazon and in stores is the Mighty Spark Chicken Snack Sticks.
I'm giving those a 10 too. Those are so good. I'm a meat stick person, but those were like particularly amazing and different.
Yep. Yeah. Next up, another one that is available at retailers nationwide and online. It's Harvest Snaps Crunchy Puffs Baked Navy Bean Snacks.
Delicious. 8.5. I have one staring at me that I'm going to eat right when we're finished rating.
This one is a Breaking Chews product, not yet available. It's That's It Energy Organic Mini Bar.
Those definitely are so unique and serve a purpose and they taste delicious. Those are getting an 8.5.
All right. Nice. Then we tried Chaga Root plant-based mycoprotein. It is available online at chagaroot.com. What did you think?
Is that the mushroom protein powder?
Yeah.
I'm giving that a 7.5.
Okay.
With the hopes that if I tried it again and mixed it into some of our recipes, it would shoot up.
I promise you, if we just did a simple shake with it, blended with ice, I think it would shoot up to like an 8.5.
Totally agree. Or even add half a banana in there.
Well,
yeah.
What's not better with half a banana? Okay, another super secret, not yet available item. This is Fruzball's cookie dough variety.
Wow. I mean, those get a 10.
Yeah.
They have to.
Those are so
They're
good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Then we tried Undercover's milk chocolate s'mores chocolate quinoa crisps, not yet available. What did you think?
I'm in love with those as well. 9.5.
Yep.
Next on the list, we tried New Mexico Piñon.
Mm-hmm.
Piñon. Coffee Piñon. Nitro Brew Coffee. To refresh, the classic black variety is available mostly on their website. The new Dulce de leche and churro
pull up the little dictionary thing.
Not yet available.
That gets a 9. Like that stuff is unique. Mm-hmm. And to me, like as far as a canned cold brew that's flavored, mm-hmm. I think it's incomparable.
To tell you how good that stuff is, Jamie and I are going on a little trip and to her parents and they don't have good coffee there. And I said, I would be fine to just take these with us, which I realized we can't because we're on a plane, as my daily coffee because it's that good. And I like brewed coffee, like mm-hmm. coffee that's brewed. Like I brew it right when right before I drink it.
You could pack it.
Yeah, I guess I could, but I'm afraid it'll blow up in the luggage, you know?
I'd be afraid all our clothes would have like coffee tie-dye situation.
That would be cute.
Yeah.
All right, next up, an item that is available in Sprouts and other retailers and probably online is Nut Pods Almond and Coconut Creamer in Cinnamon Churro.
9.5.
Nice.
Wow, right. This is like strong offerings this week.
Fantastic. What did you think, Lisa, of the new Lily's Creamy Milk Chocolate Style Bar, the new and improved formula?
10. It was just great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, Lily's.
So we did good, boss?
You did great. Yay. How did you do that? What was the weirdest thing you tried?
It wasn't the weirdest thing, I guess, but I love the brand Poppy.
And, I know you do.
And they have a new berry. I don't know if it's like Berry Blast. And it was really good, but it was really sweet. Almost like it was drinking like candy. It was weird. Like and Poppy, they're sweet, but they're not like overly sweet. So mm-hmm. I don't know if this is like something I'm going to fix but I liked it, Poppy, but too sweet for if I'm going to have it with like my food. It's like you don't want that super sweetness with like a hamburger, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I tried a faux tuna sashimi situation.
Oh yeah,
that was like, I don't know, it was like watermelon or something, but
it's the weirdest
no,
thing.
No, Lisa,
ever
it
heard.
Was great.
It was.
It was. Yeah, it was like
weird,
veggie sushi,
but
yeah.
It was great.
What I mean, is that going to be available?
I don't know what it might have been. More of like a food service. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds fun.
That's good.
I'll go next year. All right. Are we giving anything away this week?
We certainly should.
Sure.
I don't know what we could give away.
How about now that it's coming off of shelves and I think it might be sold out online, how about a couple copies of our low carb magazine issue?
Okay.
Sure.
That sounds great.
Awesome.
What do they have to do?
Just text me anything.
I think they should text you which of these items they would most want to try.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That works.
Now I want to text you.
How do they reach you?
805-380-8075.
Excellent. Well, hopefully they can win a lot of stuff. Yep. I mean, win a magazine thing. And I'm excited for the next episode. All the stuff you brought back that we're going to try, it's still going to be good, right? In a couple weeks?
Yeah. Everything is all shelf stable. Yeah, no moldy food.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This was so much fun. And thank you, Jamie and Mikey, for doing such an awesome job at Expo West.
Thank you. Can I go back next year?
Yes.
I know I only went this year because Aaron is out of town, but I want to
go
again.
You're in. Of
okay,
course.
Good.
You're in. You did
you're
good.
In. You're in.
Yay.
All right, guys. We will be back very soon with a new episode. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.